and want to thank our presenting sponsor, Lorraine Palace Theater, and to join us to talk about what's going on at the Palace, we have Scott Muska. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty well, and I'm just looking to see, you're going to have an awesome weekend coming up at the Lorraine Palace, right?
We are. We have the Lego Movie this weekend.
Where everything is awesome. That song has been going through my head. Somebody saw it, was singing, and I've seen that everywhere as well. What other fun things do you have planned for, going on at the Palace these days?
Well, you know, the Palace is trying to bring all the great movies that people want to see. We've got a great lineup this month. Kind of hitting back on the Academy Awards a little bit. We're bringing in the 12 Years of Slave, which won the Academy Awards this year. And that'll be coming the next week. And following that, we've had a lot of requests for a war movie that's out called The Monuments Men. And that'll be coming as well. So we've got movies lined up all month this month. And then getting ready for one of our big special events, which is coming up on April 12th. We're doing a Saturday Night Fever party at the Palace. So that should be a lot of fun. Going back to the 70s, a little retro, some hustle, and staying alive, and it's going to be a great party.
Have you found a white suit to wear? Like John Travolta,
yeah,
right?
I haven't quite let the polyester out yet. but, you know, we have costumers that hopefully can help me out with that. We're gonna relive some of the old days of the 70s. You guys probably remember the days of Flash Gordon and Goulardi and Uncle Vic.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're gonna try and relive some of those days. And we might even have a few guest appearances too.
Again, you said that's coming up on April 12th?
That's April 12th on Saturday night. Yep, tickets are on sale already. You can go to the Palace Theater box office or always online at palacetheater.com.
Yeah, the Palace has been there for many years. Last year was your 85th anniversary, right? I think that
last year was the 85th anniversary. Yeah, you know, a lot of people think that the Palace Theater was actually rebuilt after the tornado of 1924, but it was actually the Ohio Theater that was leveled in the tornado in 1924. Then the Palace Theater was built in 1928. And there's going to be the big anniversary of the tornado this year. So they'll be doing some special things in June with a group of folks from the Historical Society and the library. So we've got some big things coming up there as well.
But even though your palace is that old, you guys keep it as modern as can be, don't you?
We do. We host the largest digital near IMAX 3D cinema screen in as far as we can find in all of Ohio, Michigan, Indiana. We've got the largest screen. It's over 50 feet. So for a cinema event, we have the screen.
That's great. I don't know how you get all that on the marquee, but that's... But other than that, that sounds great. And, of course, not only movies there, but there's a lot of people that tread the boards on stage there, too.
We do. We've got our theater company kicked off last year. You know, this will be our 36th year for Palace Youth Theater, where we have a six-week summer camp for kids. Been a very successful program, bringing in a new production manager in Andrew Lippian, who's a native of Grafton, graduate of Oberlin College. He's really kicking off the live side of that. This was the first year that we did a live production of Christmas Carol, which will become an annual tradition in December. And so that side of it is kicking off well. But, you know, more importantly, in all the little things that we do at the theater, we're also the community hub to allow other groups to use the theater to, you know, like we have schools that come in and do their programs there. Other nonprofits, dance groups. We're a host to many of the international festival events. So we're really the community center. And as you see things begin to kick off on the Black River in Lorain, I think you'll find that the economic development, which happens in downtown Lorain, like that happens in many downtowns across America, will focus and feature your historic theater.
And that's one of the things that people like to see when they come down is the historic theater. And it's one of those theaters that before the movie starts or whatever, you can stare up at the sky, you know, in the ceiling, look at all the artwork and all the craftsmanship that went into that building some 85 years ago.
Absolutely.
Our guest today, Scott Muska with the Lorraine Palace Theater. Again, you've got the Lego Movie coming this weekend, and then on April 12th, it's called Saturday Night Fever. What's the name of the event? Is that it?
Saturday Night Fever Dance Party. Celebrate right. The 70s.
Sounds great. Scott, thanks for sharing some time with us. And I know you talked about the International. That's the week that, Craig, we're going to be out there at the Palace then, right?
That is correct. Yeah. We'll actually be hosting in our lobby. Correct.
Wow, okay. Greg, we're going to make it to the concession stand, maybe. Someday we'll get on stage. But
Open it up, Scott. We're coming.
We got to start in the lobby. Start slow. Scott, thanks for sharing.
Sounds good to me.
Extra butter, please. Scott,
thanks,
we'll talk
guys,
to you again.
And we're real happy to be part of this spotlight. So we'll be with you all year.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.